Test, test. This is June 26, 1997. The home of Mrs. Elvira Lee out in Schlatterville. Is that, that's where we are, right? Outside home. Schlatterville? Is that how you say it? Outside Hoboken? Laurie Summers, field worker. Test.
Okay.
Our address is Waycross.
Is it? Not Hoboken. Waycross.
Not Hoboken. It's Waycross, Georgia. We live in Brantley County, but our mail comes from Waycross.
Somewhere there.
My husband was a good animal.
Was he?
Or
is he?
I could write better than I could talk.
Right, like David and Tolly are both talkers now. What relation would David Lee be to you?
Well, he's really Silas's brother's grandson.
Okay.
Is what he is.
Are you related to Lee's at all on the Dowling side? Is there any?
No, not as I know of. I was just a Dowling.
Okay. So Dowling is the maiden name.
Yeah.
And you say it Elvira, right?
Elvira Dowling.
Right. And could I ask your birth date?
September the 28th and 13.
And where were you born?
Here.
Here in?
In this vicinity. The house was here.
Uh-huh.
But they tore it down and built another one, and then I believe the house I was born in burned down. And after we lived in, we remodeled it and lived here a while, and then it burned and we built this one.
So you were born in Brantley County then here?
Well, I think when I was born, it was really called Pierce County, and they changed it to Brantley. They got Brantley County out of it. I don't guess when that happened, but it was after I was born.
But here, would you call where you were born Schlatterville or?
Well, close to Schlatterville, Schlatterville District, I'd say that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we get mail called Old Stagecoat Road, but that, you know, we'll get it, but it's really Route 2, Box 273.
Uh-huh.
But they call it, sometimes we'll get a letter, the Old Stagecoat Road. This road from Waycross went down past Blueberry Restaurant, if you know where that is.
Huh. Was it really a stagecoach?
Yeah,
road?
That's what they called it, the stagecoach road.
Well, I'll tell you, it's daunting when you get to that stop sign and you got to keep going if this is your first time. It doesn't look like anybody lives here, but then you get down here and there are all sorts of houses on this road.
Yeah, they live to the creek.
Uh-huh.
It used to have a bridge down there and you could go on over and go to Hoboken or Blackshire and to the. Now they've got a Blueberry Restaurant down there and. But the bridge is gone. The bridge tore up, and so they have to go around now the other way.
So you're living now really in the same area that you've lived all your life?
Mm-hmm. Only I went off to school. I went to Savannah and Jacksonville and stayed a while and went to school. And mm-hmm.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school at John Gorey in Blackshire and Jacksonville, but I just worked in Savannah, you know, some. I didn't work a lot.
What did you do?
Well, I worked at a dime store one time, and I worked at a restaurant, and just the first one and another.
Was that before or after you were married?
That was before.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Pardon?
You were married?
Yeah, before I was married. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I guess I just wanted to get away from home and see what I could do. And
mm-hmm.
But I had met Silas before I went out there, and I met him when he was little. You know, I reckon the first time I ever saw him, he was sitting in a jet, you know, like the schools used to be in desks. He was sitting in his chair, his feet wasn't touching the floor, and he was a singing. And I was sorry for him because he didn't have on no shoes. And he's the only one that I can remember seeing at that thing that day.
Hmm.
And then, you know, we kept going, and then when I went away, well, we'd keep seeing each other long and long, but then when we started dating, we met back at that same song, same house, and sang.
Huh, so it was a sing in someone's house?
Yeah, it was a singing. My daddy was teaching to sing, see, at the schoolhouse.
Ah.
And that's where we met.
What schoolhouse? Do you remember the name?
It was the Cascade Schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm. Is that near here?
Yes, yeah, it's over there across the creek. In fact, Carolyn's son has remodeled a house. Or it was already remodeled, but he's living in that house, but it's made into a home now.
Mm-hmm. And what year about was it when you
let me see.
Started dating or courting?
when I started going running, I was about 17, I reckon, or 18. And I don't know, that, I can't remember what year it was.
Okay,
but,
we can figure it out since we, let's see, that'd probably be about 1930.
Yeah, we married in 34.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a good singer and a good teacher.
Well, was it unusual? Whoops.
Yeah. Well, here it is, let me see. You want to turn your... We've had a good life. I've lived together 93 years.
Now, was it unusual for young women around here to go to school in Jacksonville? Was that...
Well, some of them would. Now, my sister went off to further down in Florida and went to school. But
was that high school or...
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. I didn't finish school. I just went to the 10th grade and I came back home.
So it was a boarding school kind
no,
of?
No, I stayed with my sister. I had a married sister down there. I stayed with her and went to school.
So you'd go here through the 8th grade, and then if you wanted to go beyond that?
I went here to the 7th grade, and then I went down there and went on to the 10th, and I didn't ever go no higher.
Mm-hmm. Could you have gone to school around
here? I could
have
gone, yeah, no. Well, Hoboken, they had a high school there, but, you know, they didn't have no bus then riding. And I'd have had to, I wouldn't have had no way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't live close enough to walk Hoboken.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me a little bit about growing up. And your father's name was Martin Dowling,
right.
And he's the one they talked about in that article who led the singings. What was your mother's name?
Nancy.
And what was her maiden name?
Nancy Dryden Dowling.
Dryden?
Dryden, D-R-Y-D-E-N.
Was she around from around here?
Yeah, she was from around here too.
And you said you had ten brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I had, it was 6 girls and 4 boys then.
In your family?
Yeah.
And I was wondering now, was your family raised in the Primitive Baptist
mm-hmm.
Church then?
Yeah.
And your father was a... Was he a deacon, or was that your grandfather?
Yeah, he was a deacon. My grandfather was, too,
mm-hmm.
was a deacon.
Was that the High Bluff Church?
Yeah, the High Bluff Church.
Which is the same road the other way, is that right?
Yeah, if you come to Slaughterville, you'd have had to turn to the right at Slaughterville, and it's on down there.
So it's the High Bluff Road that right
mm-hmm.
at the Slaughterville
yeah.
area. Now, in your family, growing up, were you... exposed to any music that wasn't religious music?
Well, if I went anywhere where they had pianos and music, yeah, I was.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, mostly around here when we went to sing, we didn't have music into that. We just had the singing
mm-hmm.
and the notes. And
so you had the singing, and then you had church. There'd be hymns
well,
sung in church?
There wouldn't be the notes. And there, they just sing the hymns in the hymn book.
Right.
But it would be the same songs,
mm-hmm.
just didn't have the notes in them.
But for example, I know around here, probably when you were a young girl, they might have frolics where there'd be fiddles and square dancing. Were you allowed to go to something
well,
like that?
Well, not to start with. I never went to many.
Mm-hmm.
I know my mama told me one night I could go if I wouldn't dance. And I went, and Silas was there, and he asked me to dance, and I wouldn't do it. And he thought I was a hi-hat, and I said, no, my mama told me not to dance, and I can't dance. It was silly, I reckon, but I was scared to dance because I promised her I wouldn't.
Hmm.
So.
Well, what do you remember about that? Where would those be held?
It was at the neighbor's house, and then I went to one at another place, and my brother was with me, and I danced that night, but... I didn't ever go but about 3 or 4 square dances.
Mm-hmm. So it would be usually in somebody's house?
Yeah, in somebody's house.
What kind of instruments would be providing the music? Do you remember?
I think they'd play a fiddle
mm-hmm.
and somebody would call to say it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to one?
Well, I've been to square dances.
Yeah,
right?
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. And you said you might go to someone's house where there was a piano, like visiting someone, or
well,
tell me
my aunt up here had a piano, and I could play it. You know, I'd get on there and play it by ear. I didn't play it by notes, but
mm-hmm.
I could play several little children's songs. If I'd have had lessons, I could have learned it good. I could play a mouth harp.
Mm-hmm. That's what Tolly told me. He told me that you taught him how to play a little mouth harp.
He told me that. I didn't know I taught him. I just thought he heard me playing and he played.
Now, how did you get started doing that? Do you remember?
My brother had a harp and I just got it and went to playing it.
And what kind of music did you play?
Just any kind of song. I'd play most any kind of song I'd heard. A notebook song or a little old silly school song.
Mm-hmm. So you had music in school, did you? Were you taught music?
Well, no, we didn't have no music in our school. It was a country school, you know, and they didn't have no music there.
But as a young girl, when you might go and socialize, other than these square dances, did you hear dance music or people singing songs like ballads or songs that weren't church songs?
Well, I would hear, you know, like if I'd go where they had a TV or not TV, but radios, I heard them and I liked them, you mm-hmm. know, love songs. I learned a lot of them. Mm-hmm.
Did your family have a radio?
No, they didn't have. I remember the first TV I ever saw, when they first came out. We had a radio at one time, but we quit having it. Lightning struck it, and we never did have it fixed.
So it was more, I was wondering if there was any religious reason not to have a radio, or whether, you know.
Well, they just didn't care about the music with the singing. Mm-hmm. It was prettier without the singing.
Mm-hmm.
Without the music.
The note, the instruments.
Yeah, it was. My mama could play an accordion, but I don't know. I never did hear, but she said she could when she was young.
Mm-hmm. So you went to very few dances then, it sounds
Few.
So your socializing would have been when you went out and visited neighbors.
Yeah.
Would that have been when you would go to someone's house for a singing or a singing
school? Yeah, they'd have sings at people's house and we'd go.
Tell me about that. What do you remember about that?
Well, it's been so long till we went to a lot. We'd have cane grinders, you know, and we'd go get to a cane grinder, and maybe they'd go in the house and have sings.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great time.
Mm-hmm. Did your family raise the cane?
We had cane here, and we'd have cane grinders, and just all the neighbors back then had cane grinders, and mm-hmm. we'd go to them.
Now, would the sings be after the grinding was over for the day and then people would come in, or when did the singing?
Yeah, they'd do that. Or now, a lot of times we'd play games. The young people would play games out in the, you know, at the cane grindings.
Mm-hmm.
But then some of them would go, you know, the older folks would go in the house and sing.
Mm-hmm. Would they be games with singing? Do you remember any of the kinds of games?
Yeah, some of them would be mm-hmm. games, fishing for love, and you might remember some of them.
Do you remember how it goes?
Well, I don't exactly remember the name of it, but each boy would go pick a girl to go with him, and they'd walk off and stay so long, then they'd come back. I can't really remember. It's been so long.
You're doing great. You remember more than I do about
it. Yeah, but it was a lot of fun, mm-hmm. you know.
So it was more the adults that would go back in and
yeah,
sing?
Yeah, the older ones. Well, we all would. We all liked to sing when we were young. But,
mm-hmm.
but the cane grinders, I reckon, was most of where they played them games. But they would give sings at the houses, too.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody be a big crowd there.
Now, if you remember, I know this is a long time ago now, and you do have a good memory. You remember quite a bit. But different families around here have different, a little different versions of singing. I think this is something David suggested to me, like that the Cheshires might have their own, you know, you might have a Cheshire family reunion and all the Cheshires would come and maybe they'd sing one kind of way and the Lees might sing another little way and the Dowlings sing another little way.
I don't remember us doing that. They all sang from the handbook as far as I knew, mm-hmm. unless it was a, you know, somebody that we didn't know, you know, that went to another church and mm-hmm. had other kind of singing.
But if you go to someone's houses, would it tend to be people, relatives, or would
it
be
a relatives and friends? It was a big neighborhood that mm-hmm. went to.
And would the singings just be, if your father was, say, holding a singing school, or would there just be someone invite people over for a sing, just like to have a social?
Well, they'd have the singing schools like 7 days a week or so long, like that, and sometimes it'd last 2 or 3 months, or, you know, in the fall when they would be kind of caught up with their work.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd go to, you know, like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday or something like that, and have his sing, and then they'd go back, well, they'd have the school, and then on Sunday they'd just all go back and sing.
Mm-hmm. Have an all-day
mm-hmm.
sing after church, maybe, or?
Well, no, that was just the school. They would sing at church, but
mm-hmm.
and sometime of a morning they would sing, you know, before the church started. They'd have sing songs there before church started,
mm-hmm.
and then they got to, later, they got singing after church. They'd have sings, and they used to have sings in the church house, but they began to have trouble, you know, being a drinking and thing. They quit that, but I don't see no harm in having it myself. That can happen anywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, having sings in the church house.
Mm-hmm. When did that stop, having the sings in the church house?
It's been so long, I can't remember it. It was before I remember it. But I remember when they were singing of them, you know, before church started. They'd go early
mm-hmm.
and sing before it started.
Was that singing out of the notebook, or was that singing out of the
hymn book or notebook? Either one.
Either one. Mm-hmm. And did your family just sing together sometimes of an evening?
Well, I guess it would. I don't remember when I couldn't sing. My aunt used to come down here and get my sister and me to sing for them, and we'd shut up in the room or we'd go in the room and just start singing in the notebook and let her hear them. She liked to come here, like to hear us sing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good life.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess the way it works is that the song leader is always a man. Is that right? There's never a woman?
You know, the one, it said that select a brother or a whatever you want to call them to you know, lead the sings.
Mm-hmm.
But now they don't do that now. They've changed. David and Clark has got to, they sing and let, well, they probably know that, though,
mm-hmm.
you, how they do.
Right.
But they used to didn't do that. Silas was the leader. When he was there, he was the leader. And we'd get up and walk time if we wanted to, part of the time. But now they just put two or three up there at the time and they sing like that. But of course, have you been down there
yes.
a lot? Well,
yes.
You know how they do
right.
that. But they didn't do that back then.
But the song leader or the singing school master was always a man.
Yeah.
Is that right? But,
mm-hmm.
So what was the role of the women?
Well, the women would sit, like the tenor would sit in one place and the treble in one, and my daddy would go around by each one to see if they was all doing it right. He'd give a sound. He didn't give a sound like they did, and Silas didn't either. He would start, and he would give a sound here where the bass was, and he'd go all around, and he saw if and it didn't sound it right, he would stop and let them do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, then, the singing was prettier than it is now. But
how would it have been prettier? What can you describe in words?
Well,
what the difference might
because
have?
I don't know now when they're down there. It seemed like the altos or the something they sing when I was there was sing louder than others, and I couldn't hear all of it. I think they're too close together.
Hmm.
When we was in the schoolhouse, it seemed like they was further apart. And he went all around each one.
Mm-hmm.
Now some of it's pretty. I like the singing and I like to go, but it's a lot different from what it used to be when my daddy and even Silas was teaching.
Mm-hmm. Did they always have the altos as long as you can remember? Because I know I read that
yeah,
very
some people,
early on there were just three
well,
parts.
There wasn't a lot of altos sang then, but treble and bass and tenor has always been. But they got to bring it into alto.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, some of them from up north or wherever they come from, but they're young and they sing real loud, and it drowns out the others to me.
Mm-hmm. So you sounds like you remember more of a blend maybe, mm-hmm. of the different sections.
Yeah.
Now what are you? Are you a treble or an alto?
I'm a treble.
Mm-hmm. Well, I notice it seems like the men's voices are really strong.
Yeah.
And it's hard to hear the treble sometimes.
Yeah. The last time I went, I sit between two treblers, and the one on my right was singing so loud till I couldn't hear myself hardly, but the one on the left wasn't. And of course, I don't want to call no names because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
Sure.
I love the girl, but it was just, to me, she sings a little bit too high for the treble.
Mm-hmm.
And the alto was just terribly high. Of course, if that's the way they want to sing, well, we got to take it, because I don't want the singing to go away. Now they had the prettiest singing at my husband's funeral that I think I've ever heard. They sang pretty there.
Hmm. What, did they sing at the church or at the cemetery?
They sang at the church, and then when they come to the cemetery, they sang there too.
Was there a favorite song?
Well, they sang two or three songs. I can't remember even what they were singing. I was so hurt and upset, or I can't even remember what they sang.
Sure.
But only Marty, our boy, baby boy, he sang a song after they got through. He's got a beautiful voice.
Where does he live?
Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming this weekend. He goes to the scene down there some.
So you and Silas had 10 children also,
mm-hmm.
is that right?
Well, I had the last one, I miscarried it. You know, it was, I reckon it was about 4 months, I reckon, or three, and I miscarried, but I really had 11. And then one died, our oldest boy died when he was 49 years old.
That's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. But I believe this is worse.
Did they all go to the singing schools then when your husband had them?
Yeah, they all went when they were young.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, David, he went working the railroad, and you know, he got away from home, and they didn't go then much.
David Lee?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about?
Our David.
Your David.
We had a David Lee.
Okay.
He's the one that died.
Oh, okay. Your oldest son,
mm-hmm.
was also named David.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you would have go to the singings and say they would have an all-afternoon singing or an all-day singing.
Well, sometimes they'd have an all-day singing. We'd carry our lunch on, you know, like on Sunday. But now during the week, I don't think we did that. I think we'd just go at a certain time and come back. But, and then a lot of times he went all way off from home and we didn't go. He'd just go, you know, my daddy, he'd just go off. I can stay 3 or 4 days and come back,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't go, or, you know, we were little.
Did your husband do that also, or did you?
He did that too,
mm-hmm.
sometime. I'd go with him sometime though.
I was wondering about the all-day singing then. It must be that if you bring a lunch, the women take care of that. I guess
everybody carried their own lunch,
mm-hmm.
is what they do.
Was there ever an occasion where there was a potluck and everyone would bring a dish and
No, they didn't do that. Only they did that at Hoboken here before Silas died. They had an all-day singing and dinner on the ground, they said, but it meant, I reckon, the ground of the school, because they had it in the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody carried a pot there, and they had more food than, but there was a lot of people there, and it was good.
But the dinner, so dinner on the grounds is not something you remember so much from
growing up? What it was, a dinner on the ground, they just carried their lunch and they'd go outside to eat. See, they'd go out and maybe sit under a shade tree and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I remember.
Right. Well, if you would do that this time of year and brave this South Georgia heat, what kind of things would you carry? Would you be able to do it this time of year?
I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. We'd carry sandwiches, you know, bread and potatoes and sausage and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
cake, cookies, and just enough to get by, you know, till we got home.
Mm-hmm. Was the sausage something that you did?
Well, it was sausage that we made, you know, we made our own sausage back then.
Uh-huh. What did your husband do for a living? What was
his he farmed, and he worked in the shops, and then he worked in Brunswick in the shipyard, and it's about the only three things he did, I reckon.
So was this the house where you, is this a different house, or was this the house where you raised your children?
We raised some of them here. It burned when, well, I believe some of them was already, there were some of them already married. Just, there was about half of them, I reckon, hadn't married and was here. But some of them, I believe Carolyn and Janice, and I believe they might have been the only one that was married. There's two of them.
Well, are these fields that I can see out here fields
we
that you
finally owned them, but our uncle lived over there, and that was his, but we finally bought them when he died, but Silas bought the land.
So what did you raise around here?
Tobacco and cane and corn. And we had our own cows, milked our own cows.
Well, you were a busy woman with 10 children and a farm, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, we milked our own milk.
Uh-huh.
Now that milk's not even good.
Right. So, what then, with the making sausage, was that another time you might have singing?
Well, in the wintertime, you had to wait in the wintertime to kill your hogs and cure your meat and make your sausage.
But did you have a bunch of people come over to help
for that? Yeah, your neighbors would come and you'd help each other.
Mm-hmm.
We'd cook our backbones and, in grease and put them up and cook our sausage, hang them, get them smoked, and then when they dried, we'd have to fry them and put them up in lard to get them to keep. But we didn't have no freezers back then.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that there'd be singing sometimes with the cane grinding. What about with the hog killing time? Would there be singing then too?
No, that was work then.
So cane grinding was more fun, less
well,
work?
Well, cane grinding was more fun, and, it was work, too, but they'd have them, build fire out in the yard and play in games and just sing, songs like for the playing.
Right.
Drop the handkerchief and I don't remember. I can't remember all them names. Silas here, he could tell you some of them.
Uh-huh. Now, there also would have been the kinds of occasions where you remember singing taking place. Obviously, there'd be the singing schools, and you said the cane grinding.
Yeah.
And maybe when someone got married, was that another time when
they I don't remember them singing much if somebody got married like they do now. Like Marty Hill, when his son married over there, he sang for them. Like, they didn't do that back then.
Mm-hmm. What about when your husband was raising your children and your children got married? Was there singing at your wedding? No singing? Not even in the church?
We married at home.
Oh, you married at home.
Yeah, and two of our daughters married at home, or three of them. But, I believe all four of them married at home. But just the preacher married them, and they left.
So it wasn't
nothing like what they do now.
Mm-hmm. Now, do I remember that Tali said that your husband didn't join the church till he was 42. I think that's what Tali told me on the phone.
He probably was, because I joined first, and then he joined about 3 months later, I think, if I remember.
So you were raised in the church. You would have gone as a child with your father, but then didn't join until you were...
I was married when I joined and had children.
So some of your children would have been older by that time?
Yeah, the baby boy, Marty, was, I believe he was about 2 or 3 years old at the time.
Now, did you have a radio in your house
for
your children growing up?
No, we didn't have radio. They didn't have a lot of radios back then.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time, 83 years ago. Of course, that's when I was born, though.
Right. Say in the 20s, but after your you and Silas got married and when...
This is a second tape with Elvira Lee at her home on June 26, 1997. Test.
So I was asking you about the radio, and you said just when you were raising your family.
Yeah, we had a radio one time, and we didn't, after the lightning struck it, we never did have it fixed again.
You mentioned that before, so that was with your...
That was after Silas and I married.
Okay. But in your own childhood, you don't remember...
No, in my childhood, the church didn't believe in having music in the church, and we didn't have any at home either.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I think that some of them do now have radio and TVs in their home now, because some of them back then, they just, didn't think it was right.
What about TV then? Did you get a TV when
no,
it came
we
out?
No, we didn't have a TV. Now here, since these, see all the children owns this now, all their names is on it since he sold and gave the land away to, sold it to the part of the children. And the ones that stay, remember, they, like Becca, the one here, she brought a little, over here, VCR,
mm-hmm.
here, and she's got back there in her room, and she goes in there and watches it. So it's the old thing we got now.
Did the church frown on a TV also?
Well, they just never have allowed it, or never did have it.
Mm-hmm.
The church started a long time before the TVs come in, see, and they just didn't ever
mm-hmm.
have it.
So you still don't have one?
Nothing only that. But Becca brought over here to put in her room.
Right. But you did say that you might... have heard radio at some friend's house
When
you were growing up, they started to...
Yeah, my sister, when I lived with her in Jacksonville, she had a radio.
Uh-huh.
But that's been a long time ago, too.
What about a record player with the...
Yeah, they had them.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister had them.
But what about in your family? Did you have anything
We didn't have one here.
Mm-hmm. Your family, when you were raised by your parents, you didn't have...
No, they didn't have one. Now, before they went to the church, my daddy used to play the fiddle for the dances.
He did?
Yeah, but now when he joined the church, the church didn't believe in that then or didn't allow it, so he just quit.
Mm-hmm. That was before you were born?
Mm-hmm.
So you never heard him play
fiddle? I didn't ever hear him play a fiddle, and I didn't ever hear my mama play the accordion, but... She said she did.
Maybe they met at a dance.
They might have.
Did they ever say?
No, I don't remember how they met.
Uh-huh. Well, good fiddlers are. I play violin myself, so I always appreciate a good fiddler. But there's probably not as many around here, I would guess, with the church not viewing that dance music.
Well, a lot of people, the neighbors and friends and things would have them, and we'd go there and hear them, but we just didn't have one at home.
What are we talking about, a radio?
No, we didn't have no radios. But what I'm talking about, they'd have record players.
Oh, record players, uh-huh. So you would hear it, but you just
mm-hmm.
didn't have them here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, say, as a teenager, you would hear some of the... records that your friends...
Yeah, they used to play them, and have them even to dance with. They'd play them to dance with. But most of the time, though, them square dances would somebody call the dance.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon you know about that.
Mm-hmm. But that would be with live music or with record music?
Well, I don't remember if they had the record to play them when there's a calling to set or not.
Hmm.
I didn't go to a lot of them, so I know I went to one in Jasper one time. It was some kind of big building, and they had it was kind of a waltz dance and a square dance. So, and they had music there.
Tell me a little. When was that?
Well, it's been back when I was going to school. I was about 18, I reckon, 17 or 16.
That was in Jacksonville.
That was in Jacksonville.
Did Jacksonville seem real different to you once you left Had you left this area much before you traveled to Jacksonville, Savannah?
No, I hadn't. I'd always been right around here. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'd go to Waycross and, you know, other places, but visit, but my home was here.
Mm-hmm. So what about picture shows? When those started coming in, did your kids go to picture shows?
They did. We weren't allowed to go, you know, but after I got grown, you know, and started dating, we could go.
Mm-hmm.
After our children dated, they went.
So you let your children go? That wasn't, even after you joined the church, that was okay to go to picture shows?
Well, they did. They didn't go a lot, but they would go when they go out on a date. I guess that's where they went.
Now, when your father was a deacon, did he lead the singing in the church then?
Well, the deacons, see, they didn't. He would start the song, mm-hmm. and when they. The singing would start in the church. He'd always start it, you know, and lead it, but mm-hmm. it was different from that. He'd get out and walk time at the schoolhouse where he taught the sings.
Mm-hmm.
You never been to Primitive Baptist Church?
I went to Tolly's down in Sardis in February. It was mm-hmm. lovely. He has a very, very nice voice.
Yeah.
I think you have a lot of talent in your family, I think.
Yeah.
That's not the first time I'd been to a Primitive Baptist service, but the ones I've been to were in Indiana, and they're different than they are here. So, but did your father lead the songs the way Tolly does when he preaches? Lead out the
He would give it young? Out. He would give it out.
Give it
no,
out.
The preacher would give it out, and he would start it.
So. I see. So he'd start. He'd maybe. Give the pitch or something? Is that it?
Well, he'd just start the song and everybody'd follow. It didn't have no pitch then, only just, he'd just start the song. He knew how to do it and he'd start and
mm-hmm.
then everybody'd follow him.
Mm-hmm.
And the treble, you know, he'd give the treble sound at the school, but at church you just had to get your own sound.
Mm-hmm. And did your mother have a nice voice? Did she sing?
She sang treble too.
Mm-hmm. And, Were there singers in her family, or did most of the singing
I guess some of them could sing. I don't remember a lot about her sisters, you know. They'd come to see us, but I don't think they could sing like she could.
Mm-hmm. Did she sing around the house, or did she
sing with the kids? I guess she did. They used to get us to sing, you know, us children, they'd get us to sing.
When you were home as a family,
mm-hmm.
or?
Yeah, when we were little, you know. But we'd give sings here too, you know. We'd, like on Saturday night, we'd invite a bunch of people in and have a sing.
Mm-hmm. Was this when you were small?
Single.
Yeah. What do you remember about those? Do you remember anything in particular? How many people would you have?
Well, one time we had a sing, that was after we married and come here. There was so many people here, I thought the house was going to, it was board floors then, and I prayed the house was going to cave in, there was so many here, but not, they wouldn't always be that many.
And did they all try and fit in the living room, or?
Well, they'd take the living room and all across.
Uh-huh. Did you try and get chairs for everyone to sit?
Well, we had a bunch of chairs, and they'd sing around the table, too, you know, the dining table.
Uh-huh. Did you fix food for all those people?
They didn't do that back then.
Well, that's good. I can't imagine
raising 10 kids
and fixing food for all those.
No. But later on now, when they have that, well, they'll always have a, you know, a snack after the sing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll just finish up here so we don't.
Well, would you like something to drink? Would you like a drink or coffee or tea, or I got some Coke?
Well, I don't want to put you in any trouble, Miss.
Well, it won't be no trouble to do that.
Well, maybe we'll just have, just
do you
want to
finish that, or you just,
and then
is that all you want to know, or you?
Well, I wondered just when you were talking about having all these people over to sing in your house on a Saturday night, how long would something like that last?
Oh, it'd last 2 or 3 hours, maybe to 10 or 11 o'clock or 12 sometimes.
So not real late.
No.
And people people wouldn't expect food, you were saying. No, just I don't. The same.
Unless, you know, and it's been a pretty good while that they started doing that, giving them cake or something.
Mm-hmm. Now, did that continue? I guess that doesn't seem to be happening anymore, that you go over to people's house and sing. And I wondered if you had an idea about when that would have stopped or why that would have phased out some?
Well, I think some of them still do. In fact, they had one here not too long ago.
Here in this
house?
Yeah,
and, you know, we'd have company and they'd all get in there and sing. Yeah. Not really give out as a sing, but we'd have a bunch of company and they'd go in there in the dining table and sing.
So the difference is that might just be sort of more spontaneous rather than you inviting people over just to do it, is that?
Well, we used to do that. And then like we had the reunion up here at my sister-in-law's, well, they'd after the dinner was over, they'd all get up on the porch and have a beautiful sing there. Mm-hmm.
Reunion for the Dowlings or the Lees?
The Lees and the Dowlings. It was not my family, it was Silas Society family, it was having them reunions.
Mm-hmm.
But now our immediate family has one here every in May, and they have theirs up there in October, the Lee reunion, his family.
Now for your immediate family reunion, do you usually have some singing for that?
Well, if there's anybody that'll come in and sing, they generally do.
Mm-hmm. And so you have that? You've had that here at this house? Mm-hmm. So you're talking about your children and
your
grandchildren?
Yeah, our own immediate children, their families, they come here and they get out there and cook chicken and then brings food too, and we just eat outside then.
Mm-hmm. So how many people with your immediate family do you have just coming for that?
It's a lot because some of them will bring the friends.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I'd say, it might be 100 sometime. Uh-huh. It'd be here almost.
My goodness.
I've never counted them, I don't think, but I've got 35, I think, grandchildren. No, let me see, 27, and there's then a bunch of great-grands, and all their friends and boyfriends and things. So I make them. It's a pretty good bunch that comes.
So I imagine the Lee one that they have in October is really big.
Yeah, it is. Because that's everybody, that's all the Lees, and anybody that wants to come, they'll tell the friends to come too.
Well, if the immediate one is 100, I can only imagine if you need a football stadium for all
those. Yeah, I don't reckon there's ever been really 100, but I've never counted them to know for sure, but there'd be a lot of people. It'd be, you couldn't hardly all get in this house, you know. And it'd be crowded if it was in here. And, you know, in the front part, the living room, dining room, kitchen, it'd be crowded.
Well, how would you compare what's happening with the singing now compared to how it was, say, when you were younger?
Well, you nearly about have to have been there to know. It's hard to explain. Tolly should tell you because he knows.
Mm-hmm.
He could tell you better than I could.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me in your words, how would you describe it?
Well, he walked, my daddy walked time all the time right by himself, you know, and he'd give out the song. People would select their own songs and he would give out the song and they would, you know, everybody sing. And it was just pretty.
Mm-hmm. And you don't remember, you said you didn't know that your grandfather was a song leader until you read it in the Dowling
history. Yeah, see, he died when I was about 6 years old, and they just didn't ever tell me that.
Mm-hmm. But he must have passed on the song leader to your father.
Yeah, and he married the other one ahead of him. He married her girl. A leader, and he married her girl.
Say that to me again.
My granddaddy married the guys that taught the sing, married his daughter.
Oh, okay. I see.
Marianne Guy, and that was my other.
So she was the daughter of a singing leader, is what you're saying. So
My daddy always said it. every song, every sing that had ever been, it had come a wedding from it.
Huh. But that's not how you and your husband met.
Yeah, we met at the same.
Well, that's what you were telling me. You said.
Yeah.
Well, it must be a good place for courting, then.
It is.
Right.
Yeah, it was a good place.
Now, was there anybody, your brother, did you have brothers, or was there anyone from your generation that continued being a song leader after your father? Any Dowlings?
No, not any of them. They could sing, but they didn't ever try to teach a sing.
Huh.
Like Silas did.
So, but he didn't get it from your father, did he?
Where he said he got it.
Oh, okay, so the line went over to your husband then, mm-hmm. and now it's down to your husband's
nephews.
Okay, I'm getting this straight. So there is that continuity then that came through your marriage to Silas, and then he picked it up from
my daddy.
Do you remember anything about how he became the song leader? Was there anything?
My daddy.
Your husband, Silas.
Well, he could sing so good, I reckon they got to wanting him to go and lead them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he did before we married. He'd go down in Florida. I went with him down there one time, and we spent the night with our friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught us sing down there. But I didn't always get to go back with him, you know, because it would be... I'd have, you know, too many children to take. Sometimes I'd go on Saturday. Sometimes when he went to the over in Pierce County, like he'd go on one day and maybe I'd come the next day and be there with him on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. But the things that Silas would have gone to with his family growing up would have been the ones that would have been, the singing schools would have been led by your father.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? That he was the main one for these parts.
He's the first one I remember.
Mm-hmm. Were there any others that?
Well, there were.
Other than Silas, I mean, that of your daddy's generation that were song leaders that you remember?
Well, his brother Frank tried it, but they didn't call on him. His daddy told him that Frank started, and his daddy says Frank couldn't go one time. He said, "Well, you got one here, can beat Frank, so take him." And after he took him, they didn't ever call Frank no more. They
so
called Silas.
Silas's brother Frank,
mm-hmm.
You're saying. Okay.
So he got to teaching them. And mm-hmm. Frank taught a few things, but Frank wasn't as good a singer as Silas was, to me.
Mm-hmm. And what about your daddy's generation? Were there any men besides your daddy that were...
Not as I know of.
So he was the main one.
Mm-hmm.
So was he gone from home a lot because of that, teaching the singing?
Well, I guess he was. I can't really remember. Part of the time he'd go off like on a Friday and be gone till Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well, was Silas gone a lot?
Well, not too much. You know, he'd go like, I don't remember it was a certain time of the year that he would go, but it would be mostly, you know, like Friday, and they'd had to sing on Friday and Sunday, the teaching, and then Sunday, Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday, they just have a sing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they teach it on, of course, they, you know, singing, you learn just from singing. But I learned the notes. I don't remember when I didn't know the notes.
Mm-hmm. Did you use the same kind of notebook that they use now, or what?
Yeah. Well, they've changed them some. It's all the same notes, but it was just different books. You know, we've had some yellow back boots and some blue back boots and all kinds, but they've all got the same song, and there's more new songs, you know, now than there used to be.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any of the old books in the house still that you used under your daddy?
No, I don't have any of them.
Mm-hmm.
They burnt when the house
burnt. The house burnt. Seems to me that most people have them memorized anyway. They don't need the notes so
much.
A lot of people know the tunes
by
heart.
Yeah, you have to have the book though to go by. And you know them, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's when they're written down. You can sing them, can't you?
Yeah, but see, I read music, so when I have to go fa, sol, la, mi, you know, and know what the shapes mean, I'm still not very good at that because I get all tongue-tied trying to remember which is which, but
yeah.
I'll get there.
Well, our daughter-in-law, Max's wife, she teaches at college. She goes up there and teaches. She's worked for a doctor's degree, and she can play a piano and play a pretty song, but she can't sing a tune.
Hmm.
Not that. Because I heard her singing and playing the notebook on the piano,
mm-hmm.
but to sing, she couldn't hear the tune.
Hmm.
It's kind of amazing.
Well, some people just don't have a voice.
Yeah. Well, I think she's got the voice. She just didn't know the something. I don't know what it was.
Hmm. Well, it seems to me that people who grow up with the singing, they just kind of grow up and
yeah.
think that singing is a natural thing to do because you start yeah. so young. And
well, now this Silas's cousin, he went to the sing, but he never did learn to sing. But he says, I play a fiddle as good as anybody can, but he didn't make no music, but he couldn't tell the music apart.
Mm.
It that whole family couldn't sing like Silas's family could, but they were first cousins.
Mm. What was his first cousin's name?
Adam Lee.
Mm.
He said I can play a fiddle as good as anybody can, but he couldn't. He didn't make no music with it.
Is he still living?
He's in the nursing home, and,
mm-hmm.
and they have a baby in the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
You going there tonight?
I am, yeah. So maybe he'll hear us all sing.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know where he'd be able to go down there or not. He's kind of on the penny list.
Hmm. So another fiddler in the family then,
yeah.
huh?
I never have heard him fiddle, but I think he might have tried it, but he didn't. He was just ding-donging on it, I imagine.
Hmm. Well, I don't want to tell you out, Mrs. Lee. I've talked to you longer than
well,
I said.
Well, I wished I could have told you more. If Silas had been here, he could have helped. We could have done better, I reckon.
Well, you've been a big help. You really have. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad to help if I could, but I don't feel like I've done much.
Well, I told David and Tali that I wanted to talk to some women because, you know, the men seem to be the ones that lead it, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
In my experience, there's women are sort of the glue that keep things going.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get a woman's point of view
yeah.
on this, so you can help me with that. You've certainly been around enough.
Well, I've been to a lot of them, but it's, you know, I'm getting a short memory sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I do appreciate it, and you let me.